Mishnah Yemes for Monday, the third day of Tishrei, Tavshin Pei Dalad, Tzom Gedalia. Masechta Megillah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes. Ein ben koin Mashiach b'shemen ha-mishra limru b'godim el par habol kol ha-mitzvahs. The only difference between a koin godel who was anointed with the oil compared to a kohen gadol who was not anointed with the oil, but had just been a kohen gadol by virtue of wearing the extra clothes. A kohen gadol wore 8 clothes, an ordinary kohen only wore 4. So the extra clothes would make him called a merubah begonim. And the only difference is, ela par habol kol ha-mitzvahs, is the case of the cow that's brought, or the bull that's being brought, by a kohen gadol when he made a mistake in paskening something that would be chayv koros had it been done on purpose, or shogeg chatos. He made a mistake in paskening for himself, and he acted on that. In such a situation, he would have to bring what's called the parak bol kol mitzvah, so it's a bull that comes. However, it's only brought by a kohen gadol who was moshuach, who was anointed with the oil. It would not be brought by an ordinary kohen gadol. That means a kohen gadol who was just a kohen gadol by the virtue of the extra clothes. And this happened when they lost the oil, or not lost the oil, when the oil was hidden. The special oil with which a kohen gadol would be anointed was hidden by the king Yeshayahu. And from that's why, that's even in the first temple. And in how much more so in the second temple, in the Beis Sheni, they certainly didn't have this oil, so they could not anoint the kohen gadol. And now Mishnah is telling us that the difference between these two types of kohanim gadolim, the kohen gadol, who was a kohen gadol because of the extra clothes, or the kohen that it was anointed, is this bull. That the bull that was brought for all the mitzvahs when there was a mistake, he paskened wrongly for himself, is only in regards to a kohen moshuach, a kohen who was anointed by the oil. As we said, if it was a kohen who was just merubah begodim, had the extra clothes, he would bring just a korban like an ordinary person who sinned. Would be either a lamb or goat. Says the Mishnah further, Ein ben koin mashamash l'koin shover. The only difference between a koin who is serving now or a koin who was serving it. Let's say there was something possible happened to the koin gadol. They would appoint immediately someone else instead of him. And when the thing that was a problem was over, then they'd bring back the old koin, or the former kohen, the kohen gadol. So the former kohen gadol would be called the kohen meshamesh, the active kohen gadol. The kohen gadol who served just to take over while the other one was not able to work as a kohen gadol is called kohen sheovar. He's a kohen who's past tense, who's past mim shechosa. He passed, he's already finished his service, or it's an ex-kohen gadol, basically. And what's the difference between these two types of kohen gadolim is elapar yom kippurim, the bull on yom kippur, that would be offered only by the kohen gadol who is currently serving, not a past kohen, v'asiris ha'efa, and a tenth of an efa of flour, that would be offered every single morning and every single evening by the current, the incumbent kohen gadol. This was known as the minchas chavit, and it was known as the mincha of the pancakes, the pancakes korban. And our Mishnah is telling us here that the one who would offer it could only be an incumbent, the one who is now the kohen gadol serving. He's the only one who can offer it. You cannot get a kohen gadol who was once serving as a kohen gadol, but now he's not doing it. You can't do that. So these two things can only be done by the kohen gadol, the Mishnah is telling us. The parav yom kippurim, which the kohen gadol was currently serving, could offer, and the tenth of an ephah of flour that was offered by the kohen gadol every single day. Other things, for example, avodah yom kippur, the prohibition of marrying a widow, the prohibition of going to a funeral even of closest relatives, is applicable to both types of a kohanim gadolim, whether it's a kohen gadol by virtue of his just the clothes he's wearing, merubah begodim, or whether it was the old days, the kohen gadol who was anointed. Mishnah Yud. Now, before the Mishkan was set up in the desert, a Jew could offer his korban on a private altar, and they set him up in all places, anywhere they wanted in the country, like Adam Rishon offered until Moshe Rabbeinu. But once the Mishkan was established, it was forbidden to offer korbanos in your own makeshift altar back home on your Mizbeach, on your altar, you had to go into, offer the karbonis only on the Mizbeach that was on the Mishkan, that was in the Mishkan. When they crossed the Jordan and the Jewish people came to Gilgal, even though they set up a Mishkan there too, and had a copper altar which Moshe Rabbeinu had made, nevertheless, there was no Oren at that stage in the Mishkan. Oren was still traveling to and fro in their wars. And therefore, the bombers once again permitted. You offered, you wanted to make your own carbon, you could offer it. Mutaf everybody. It was mutaf any person to build a bomber, to build one of these private altars wherever he wanted, set up his carbons and can do it. Now, the one in the Mishkan was known as Bomber Gedol, the big bomber. The one of the, or the bomber Tzibur, or the public bomber. And each individual bomber was called Bomber Katana. It's called the small stand, or the small bomber, the small altar. So this what happened, and this was all permitted during the 14 days, during the 14 years that it was in Gilgal. However, afterwards, when the Mishkan in Shiloh was built, and they set up a proper Mishkan there, since they had a Mizbeach in it, and Oren, that's it. There's no more private offerings. Can't offer in your home privately now, or make a bomb or build an altar. You can't offer your own, make your own altars. After the Shiloh, Mishkan Shiloh was taken, and the Oren was kidnapped by the Plishtim, by the Philistines, in the days of Eliyahu Kohen, and then they retreated back to Noiv, and from Noiv they went to Givon, to Mishkan. So during the time after the Shiloh was taken, was captured, or destroyed, and the Oren was taken by the Plishtim, they came to, as we said, they came to Noiv, set up a Mishkan there. That lasted 13 years. After Noiv was destroyed in the days of Shaul HaMelech, then they set up the Mishkan in Givon. As the Pasuk says, they went to the Givon, and their Mishkan, they stood there for 44 years. So altogether, 44 years of Givon, and the 13 years of that they were in Noiv. Altogether, during this period of time, the bomos were permitted. You're allowed to have an offer, a permitted barama, until the Beis HaMikdash was built in Yerushalayim. Once that happened, that's it. No more private bomos at all. Our Mishnah takes us to that period, to a period where bomos were permitted, not when it was prohibited. And it's coming to tell us what's the difference between a bomber gedola and a bomber katana. Ain ben bomber gedola la bomber katana. The only difference between a bomber gedola, which was a public mizbeach like there was in the Mishkan, or in the Gilgal and Noiv and Givon, la bomber katana, to a small bomber, a small offering or a small altar that a person could make. What was the difference? El psachim, a common pesach, a yochid, a single individual could not offer his pesach on his private offering. He had to come to the bomber gedola, to the one in the Mishkan. Now, the truth is, Gemara explains, it's not just the Korban Pesach. It applies to all obligatory Korbanos, which have a time limit, like a Pesach. Or Tamidim, the Korban Tamid, had a time limit. You have to offer it in the morning, you have to offer it in the evening, or you have to offer it every day in the year. Musafim, the Musaf, which are all fixed and obligatory Korbanos. They cannot be offered in a private Bama. They can also only be offered on the Bama Ketela. However, Korbanos Chov, obligatory Korbanos, that don't have any fixed time, For example, the Paraham Dovshal Tzibur, it's where the whole community erred by a mistaken decision of the Sanhedrin. So when it's not time dependent, it doesn't have a fixed time, then even an Obama Gadola wouldn't offer it. You couldn't even offer it on a large bomber. Finally concludes the Mishnah, Zeh klal, this is the rule, kol shoh nidav v'nidav, anything common that's able to be given as a gift, whether it's a nadav where he says aralai, or whether it's arizub, or hetay and dava, any of these, korei b'ma, you can offer it on a private altar as well. V'chol she'ein aloi nidav v'nidav, anything not capable of being donated, eina korei b'ma cannot be offered on the small b'ma, but only on the big one, except for korbanos chayva, obligatory korbanos, they do not have a time, because they cannot be offered on Bama Gedola or a Bama Ketana.